When you live in a city, it's easy to imagine that life would just be so much simpler in a bucolic small town. Yet, as we know, the grass may look better on the village green, but life there can still be complicated. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick shares two books that take us into the world of small town politics. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. In Jonathan Dee's new novel, The Locals, the residents of a small town in the Berkshires have their world overturned by a billionaire in their midst. The book opens on September 11, 2001, but a lot of people in Howland are having a rough time for reasons unrelated to the attacks. Mark Firth has lost his entire savings to a con artist financial advisor. His brother Jerry is fired from Century 21 for an indiscretion. Their sister Candace is furious at both of them for not helping out with their decrepit parents, and her day job is not on solid ground either. The town government is feeling the pinch as well, but the last thing the strapped residents want is another tax hike. When their first selectman unexpectedly dies, a billionaire named Philip Hoddy steps into the breach. The Hoddies used to be summer people, but after the World Trade Center, they moved to the country full time. Hoddy's solution to the town's troubles begins with cutting government to the bare essentials. According to him, past tax increases were only necessary to feed the bureaucracy. If there's a real need for something they can't afford, why, he'll just pay for it himself. What happens to the citizens of Howland after that plays both as a fascinating political allegory and a kaleidoscopic character study. The subject of how things work in small towns and the relationship between haves and have-nots reminded me of a novel by J.K. Rowling. No, not Harry Potter. Rowling's 2012 novel, The Casual Vacancy, is also set in motion when a member of the local government drops dead. Here it's the British village of Pagford, and the character is Barry Fairbrother, hit by an aneurysm. Fairbrother was the only one on the board who cared at all about a housing project on the outskirts of town. This project is mostly inhabited by clients of the local methadone clinic. As news of Fairbrother's death ripples through town, each of more than 20 sharply drawn characters is affected differently. Crystal Whedon, the daughter of a junkie prostitute in the projects and already well established as the school slut, has lost her biggest champion. Fairbrother had organized a rowing team that was the only good thing in her life. Crystal and four other teenage characters drive the plot of The Casual Vacancy, and they are a complicated, troubled, and angry bunch. There is a bully, a cutter, an acne victim, and a beauty. And of course, the pimply one is hopelessly in love with the radiant one. Here's one similarity to Harry Potter, at least. Rowling does a great schoolboy crush. Having learned how to hack into websites in a class at school, the teenagers begin to use the town council's website as a way to declare war on their parents. Writing as the ghost of Barry Fairbrother, the kids rip the town apart by hanging out its dirtiest laundry. The reverberations of their actions are serious, and the chaos caused by their computing is second only to that caused by their sexuality, which brings about the disaster at the end of the book.
The books are The Locals by Jonathan Dee and The Casual Vacancy by J.K. Rowling. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at WYPR/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.